Today's Journey to Wellness in Indian Country is made possible by the University of Minnesota Medical School, Duluth Campus, educating medical students dedicated to serving rural Minnesota and American Indian, Alaska Native communities. What happens at the intersection of Native American ways of knowing and the kind of academic rigor demanded of colleges and universities? Well, the Andrew Mellon Foundation is spending $2 million at the University of Minnesota in the Twin Cities and Duluth to find out the answer. Professor Roxanne Gould is the Duluth representative on the Institute for Advanced Study. The Environmental Stewardship Place and Community Initiative hopes to respond to environmental challenges through new learning of old wisdom and to integrate indigenous concepts within the humanities. In addition, they hope to encourage indigenous and other underrepresented students to be included. Roxanne Gould joined us in the studio, even though she was fighting some troubles with her throat, to talk about the projects and how they hope to involve more students in the study of the arts and humanities.
And it has to do with bringing a Micronesian community in Milan, Minnesota, and the Dakota communities in Upper Sioux and Lower Sioux together, using boat building as a way to establish the relationship between the two. Milan, Minnesota has over 50% South Pacific Micronesians in that little western Minnesota town that have come to Minnesota as climate refugees and come here to work in the turkey factories. And they're very indigenous. They speak their own language. They live very communally. They pull their money communally and so forth. And they're aware that there's indigenous people down the road. And they want to acknowledge that they're on somebody else's homeland as they would if they were out voyaging in their canoes and came upon somebody else's islands. They have to acknowledge and ask for permission to come onto those islands. So this is what they hope to do. The project up here has to do with indigenous peoples and their relationship to water. This is stemming from some research that I've been involved in. I'm interviewing indigenous women from all over the country in places where the water is scarce. They're in danger of drought. And in places where sea levels are rising and they're in danger of losing their islands. In places where the water is abundant, but it is contaminated and polluted, as it is here in many places around the Great Lakes. The purpose of that work was to look at indigenous women's traditions and teachings around water, because most indigenous nations, women have that responsibility of speaking for the water, caring for the water, protecting the water, gathering the water. In contemporary times, that protection has included activism, like what's occurring in Hawaii on Mauna Kea, the highest water in the world, or what has happened at Standing Rock, trying to protect the Missouri River from the Dakota Access Pipeline, leaking and contaminating the water of 17 million people, or what's happening here in Minnesota with Pipeline 3, trying to protect our wild rice beds and Lake Superior. Or in Michigan with Pipeline 5, it will cross the Mackinac Straits, my homeland. We're still in the process of formulating what we're going to do. It will translate into two summer institutes where we will bring teams of students, undergraduates, graduate students, academics, and practitioners and community folks together to talk about how do we work to preserve our environment, clean up our environment, hopefully bring those best minds together in order to come up with possible solutions and develop relationships so that we can work together. The other purpose that Mellon is interested in is getting more students into arts and humanities. I think their belief is that liberal arts creates good thinkers. Rather than creating people that are so compartmentalized, it creates people that can think broadly and hopefully come up with solutions for our problems in the future.
Professor Roxanne Gould is the Duluth representative on the Institute for Advanced Study. Today's Journey to Wellness in Indian Country is made possible by the University of Minnesota Medical School, Duluth Campus, a national leader in improving health care access and outcomes in rural Minnesota and American Indian, Alaska Native communities.